good together. Let's give some more love for Brian and for Alan. You guys make a great sound. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. So, my talk today is Your Fortune Begins in Consciousness. Everybody take a breath. We each have the freedom to create paradise. Think about that for a moment. We each have the freedom to create paradise. We as individuals expressing our creative self. The decision as to what we wish to experience is ours to choose. How does that feel? Whatever comes up for you as I say this is where you are, right or wrong. There is no right or wrong, okay? Just notice what you believe, what your first reaction is to what I've said, that we each have the freedom to create paradise right now. Breathe. Check in with how you respond. Respond to what I'm saying right now. Maybe your response is, yes, I am a creator. And you're open to more possibilities. That could be one response. Or maybe your response brings up the events that seem to be less than paradise. That's also possible. You see, there's no right or wrong. We just want to listen to what's being said here and check in with ourselves. How do I feel about that? Because this morning, together, we look at what doesn't seem to be the best that supports our belief system. The best supported and supportedness of our beliefs. Wow, I had no idea I believed that or didn't believe that. Do you see? That's where we really get to understand what we are creating. Because until we know what our hidden beliefs are or our default area that we drop into or respond to, we are run by hidden fears and hidden doubts. And we don't know why. How come it keeps happening to me over and over and over again? The value of uncovering and opening up to our responses and to learn from how we respond inside so that we can grow into our greater good. Because you see, if we hold back our response and say, oh, well, it might be so for her or him, but it isn't for me. And we feel limited because of it, or we feel less. We can't begin to change our thinking or change our lives until we uncover the beliefs that are held deep within us that no longer serve our greatest good. Do you see? Because it's only an old belief. It's time to get new socks or something. Without our uncovering, our opening, and adjusting our belief systems and realizing that there's something greater that is available to us, to the treasure that waits for us. That's why we celebrate here. We celebrate the first of every month, people's prosperity, their treasures, that is taking place in their lives that is greater than they could have ever imagined the month before. Surprise, you see? That's what we're about in this community. That's why we want to lean into those people that keep coming up here and say, greater good is taking place. Yeah, we want to be their best friend. Do you see? So too am I. So too am I. See, our openness to receive lies in our willingness to receive. if somebody gets up here and tells you how good life is for them, and you say, well, it is for them, but not for me, then what did you do? You just closed the door to possibilities, to the good beyond your wildest dreams. I love that statement. Open and receptive to good beyond my wildest dreams I could never have imagined. Because that's when we stay open to allow Spirit to come and work in our lives and to bring to us that our heart desires and so much more. When I first started to pray about having Rick in my life, not knowing that that's who it was, I was limited in my imagination. I couldn't have imagined what he would be like. I'm still not able to imagine what he's like. But every day, I love him more than I did yesterday. See, I can say that because he's not here today. I got this new top, and I said, how do you like it? He said, it looks rather like a hippie. I said, oh. So he's not here today. I wore the top. Don't tell. All month, we're talking about money. Breathe. This is pledge month. More than what or why you give. My desire this morning is for you to find the freedom. For you to find the freedom from any old belief that keeps you stuck in the same old pattern. We're here as a community to serve you. That's my job. I love doing this. Because you see, by putting these talks together and coming up with these ideas, I learn, I grow. And my desire is that I'm doing and what the practitioners are doing and what the Board of Trustees is doing to support you in your spiritual growth. We're desiring that you be free from those old beliefs that have kept you stuck in old patterns. Your fortune awaits you. Breathe. Everybody keep breathing, okay? Because, you know, we don't talk about money much at church, do we? And sometimes people say, well, you talk too much about money. Okay, so then I stopped talking about it. And I realized I love money. I have always loved money. Since I was a little girl, I loved money. You see, your fortune awaits you. And your idea of freedom is here for you. And here at FCSL, we are here to serve that spiritual growth that we talk about here. We're here to serve you. Practitioners are praying and knowing the truth for you every day, because that's part of their commitment. And this month, we're all about looking at the hidden beliefs, the hidden fears around money. Fear blocks our good. It holds it off. Fear constricts and hampers us in everything, whether it's money, it's love, it's position, it's job, it's feeling good about ourselves. If we're afraid, it's not going to happen, not the way we'd like it. So today, you're all welcome to attend my free workshop, to do that quantum process, to do that meditation, go out and get some lunch and come on back. To clear any hidden beliefs. This whole month, we're going to have something for you Sunday after service. We started it last month with Francine. We're doing it today, and next week, Richard is doing a workshop. Also, to support you in your spiritual growth, and this is free. If you want to give a gratitude offering, great. But if you don't, that's great too. Our whole job here, our whole desire here is to feed you and to clear hidden beliefs and old pattern you might have around money. Anybody might have an old pattern. So let's join together today and free ourselves. It's up to you. See, I had hidden beliefs. I still have some. I had hidden beliefs that without a man, I was destined to struggle financially. Anybody? Even when, as a single woman, I became very successful being alone, because I was told that if you didn't have a man, you were not complete. Even though I was a success, I felt incomplete. Old belief. Something that hung around me for a pretty long time. It's amazing how my old beliefs, how my beliefs ran my life. Even today, I'm amazed I still find some. I'm working with this dog. Really wanted a really good companion. And there for a while, he seemed like anything less than a really good companion, not being very mindful. I never thought about it, but I stopped and I gave him to God. I said, This is why I invited this animal, this dog, this beautiful creature into my life. So I know that you know how to train me to love him even when he seems to be going the wrong direction. I can't even begin to tell you how things have shifted, how it's changed. It's awesome when we realize that we can change our thinking, and there's a power 24/7 that supports our greater good, and it's there for us to use. Money is God in action. As I said before, I love money. See, love dissolves fear. I was also afraid to be in relationship with Rick. I just kept loving him, loving myself, until that fear dissolved. Learning to love and be grateful even in advance of the good that is yet coming to us, that we're desiring to have come to us, is the key. There is a knowing that all of my needs are met. Even when I don't know how to train a dog. This is absolutely what I wish for you today. To know beyond a shadow of a doubt, all of your needs are met. So take a breath. And gently say to yourself, all of my needs are met. Now take another breath. Say it out loud. All of my needs are met. Breathe that in. Anchor it deeper than you have ever anchored it before. One more time. All of my needs are met. Breathe deep past any obstruction. Good. Eckhart Tolle says, acknowledge the good that you already have in your life is the foundation of all abundance. To acknowledge the good you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. Let us each today commit to the change we wish to see. So I'm going to give you something to look at. That's my drawing for today. We can and will undo our old beliefs by this afternoon. Imagine that your beliefs, your thinking, is a garden. Some of the flowers that are in your garden are absolutely beautiful. God's in your garden, hopefully, and hopefully God is in your garden greater than anything else. But that might take some time. What about money? Money, sometimes people say money is not spiritual. If it's all God, it's all good. If everything is God, including this podium, including this pen, then it's got to be in your wallet. It's God in action. It's God in creation. And so then here's some weeds. And what are the weeds? That God is the old man, the Santa Claus in the sky, the guy with the beard that says, If you're good, you get. If you're not, you won't. Well, I wasn't always good. I don't know about you. Were you? It's not the idea. Or money, there's not enough. That's a weed. That's definitely a weed. So we need to clear and clean this garden of the old weeds and the beliefs that we have that we even don't know about. That's been running us forever. It's your choice. Imagine that garden and your ability in one afternoon to pull any weeds of discontent and to be open to greater good. I don't know. Does it sound good? Maybe not. It's up to you. So grab a lunch and come on up. How many want to be at that workshop this afternoon? Okay, then seeing what I see, we'll probably have it upstairs, okay? Otherwise, if it gets larger, if you think about it, and you just get pulled out to lunch and come on back. If not, next week, plan on being here for Richards, because this is the month that you will be fed more than ever before. And if you like it, we'll do it even more. We'll do it again and again and again, because we're here to serve you. So let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment and we breathe deeply into all of our needs are met, knowing that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. By whatever name, there is only one life. And that life is good, and it's very good, and it is desiring and is the very creation that lives within us, for we each are the beloved place where God shows up. We claim it, we accept it, we acknowledge it, we see it in each other, and we definitely recognize it in ourselves. This is what we know to be the truth. This is what we come together to understand in a greater way than ever before. And we recognize that where there is a need for a healing, we call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind us, to renew us, to restore us in the greater good that is our divine birthright, that is present, is available, is always who we truly are. We just allow it to be uncovered and revealed. This is what I know, that with God, all things are possible. And so we step into the possibilities that are individually here for each and every one of us. We step in, we're open, we're available to receive. And so I just release this, my word, and so much more into that sacred and holy presence of the law that always says yes. You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And we recognize it, we expand it, we allow it. With great expectancy and great joy, we say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything I said here or wish to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. So it is. Amen.